How to express the duration in French. Hi, English speakers wanted in French. Welcome in this new video. I'm Thomas Ricomard from the blog fastfrenchlearning.ch. Today I'm going to talk about how to express the duration in French with the words il y a, dans, pendant, depuis, en, à partir de, jusqu'à. I use il y a to express the duration between when the action is done and when I speak, and the moment when I speak. So for example, il est rentré il y a un mois. He came back a month ago. Or another one, je suis arrivé il y a 2 heures. I arrived 2 hours ago. And you will find more examples below the video. I use dans to express the length of time between the moment when I speak and the future action. For example, elle part dans un mois. She leaves in a month. Nous serons chez toi dans 6 heures. We'll be at your place in 6 hours. The word depuis indicates the starting point of an action. An action that begins in the past and it continues in the present. For example, je travaille depuis le 1er avril. I work since April 1st. Où habitez-vous? Depuis combien de temps habitez-vous ici? How long have you lived here? It can indicate as well an action that ended in the past. An action that ended in the past. For example, je n'ai pas travaillé depuis le 1er avril. I have not worked since April 1st. Je dormais pendant une heure quand mon fils s'est réveillé. I slept for 1 hour when my son woke up. The word pendant indicates the duration of an action in the past or in the future, but not in the present. For example, pendant combien de temps as-tu étudié le français? How long did you study French? J'ai étudié le français pendant 5 ans. I studied French for 5 years. The word en expresses the time I need to do something. For example, j'ai lu ce livre en 3 heures. I read this book in 3 hours. It took me 3 hours to read this book. Je vais au travail en marchant en 30 minutes. I walk to work in 30 minutes. The words à partir de, à partir du indicates the beginning of an action. For example, je suis venu à partir de lundi. I came from Monday. Tu viens à partir du mois de mai. You come from the month of May. The word jusqu'à has a lot of translations. So I will give you 2 examples. And for the other examples, you can see below the video on my blog other examples. So, I don't remember the examples. Yes. La montée jusqu'au sommet était fatigante. The climb to the summit was tiring. And the other one is... I have it. Il a jusqu'à 10 heures pour rendre son travail. He has until 10 to deliver his work. So, now you know how it works. You have 20 sentences. The exercise is below the video to train with the answers on my blog. Thank you very much for watching this video. If you want to receive your free ebook 12 tips to learn a language effectively, you can subscribe to my newsletter on my blog fastfrenchlearning.ch. And as well, if you want to know when I published my articles, you can subscribe to my Facebook account, to my Instagram account, and to my Twitter account. And if you like this video, if it helped you, please share it on the social networks. Thank you. Bye.